Hi everyone, I'm Utsav. I'm a program manager for Azure Backup. And today we're going to talk about securing your backups and how Azure Backup can help you with this. But before we get to that, let's do a quick recap of what Azure Backup is. Now, as you're probably already aware, Azure Backup is Azure's built-in cloud backup service that lets you protect a variety of workloads in a simple, secure, and cost-effective manner. And more importantly, it does not require you to set up any infrastructure like provisioning, compute, and storage in order to get started. Using Azure Backup, you can back up a variety of cloud workloads like Azure VMs, databases like SQL and SAP HANA running inside Azure VMs, and your PaaS resources like Azure Files, Azure PostgreSQL databases, Azure Disks, and Azure Blobs. Not only cloud workloads, you can also back up your on-premises servers. Backup takes care of end-to-end management of your backup data. You have various options to choose from in terms of redundancy as well as access tiers. You also get various security options built in to control who can access your backups, encryption, and securing against deletions and ransomware. We'll talk more about these and other security features you can leverage later in the video, and which is what this video is about. The Vault is a management entity here that lets you manage your backups, and these vaults contain backup policies that define specifics for your backups, like when and how often your backups are taken and how long are they retained for. You have various interfaces you can use to access your backups, like the Azure Portal, SDK, PowerShell, CLI, and even REST APIs. And as your backup estate keeps growing and you often get vaults that are spread across not just resource groups, but across subscriptions, locations, and even tenants. This is where Backup Center can be of tremendous help by helping you get that single pane of glass to monitor, operate, govern, and get usage insights for your entire backup estate as efficiently as possible and across subscriptions, locations, and tenants. I urge you to check out the Azure Backup documentation for more details on how Azure Backup works and how it can help you protect your mission-critical data assets from various data loss scenarios. Now let's focus on how Azure Backup can help you meet the best levels of security when it comes to your backup data. And this is an important topic to talk about because increased cyber attacks and security threats have been top of mind for all organizations and IT teams. There are many aspects you need to think of when you plan your backup infrastructure or any IT setup in general that houses your business critical data. These threats span across data exfiltration, unauthorized accesses and reads, ransomware and malware, and even malicious insider actions that could lead to data loss or compromise. Let's take a look at how these threats present themselves for your backups and how Azure Backup can help. Now, it's important to make sure that both your production resources and your backup resources can't be used as a backdoor to gain access to the valuable data that's so critical for your business. Also, you should ensure your backups have adequate security for your data at rest and in transit, along with proper encryption. Being the last line of defense against accidental or malicious data loss, the right security for your backups becomes absolutely critical. In the figure, as you would have noticed, the red arrows denote flows that you would want to prevent at all costs. So, at a high level, security for your backup infrastructure comes in two pieces. There's the data protection side that ensures your data is confidently secured in your own networks and is accessible by only authorized users. Any outsiders or insiders with malicious intents should not be able to read your data or exfiltrate it to any location that's not authorized by your organization. Then there is ransomware protection, which protects you from any ransomware or malware from affecting your backup data. Among various options available to help you with this, we're excited to bring multi-user authorization to Azure Backup, which provides additional defense against ransomware to ensure attackers can't tamper with protection settings or reduce retention or delete backups. This is all in addition to alerts to users in your organization you may have set up critical operations. Stay tuned for more on multi-user authorization. We also have a demo coming up in this video. So now let's start with taking a deeper look at what are some of the built-in capabilities that ensure your backups are safe and secure. The first step to achieving this is by securing the management layer. So first of all, your backup data is stored in an Azure resource called the Recovery Services Vault. And for some new workloads, this is the Backup Vault. This vault is a management entity that lets you organize your backups and manage them. Now, though this vault is present in your subscription, the actual data is stored securely in a different subscription under the Microsoft tenant, which cannot be accessed directly. This automatically helps you isolate your backups from your production workloads. And the only way to really access this backup data is via the vault. The applications or the guests do not have direct access to your backups, which prevents any deletions or tamperings of existing backups from the workloads being backed up. And this is because for Azure VM backups, the backup snapshot creation and storage is done via the Azure Fabric, where the guest has no involvement other than quiescing the workload for performing application consistent backups. Even for SQL and SAP HANA, the backup extension gets temporary and limited access to write to the storage. In this way, even in a compromised environment, existing backups cannot be tampered with or deleted by the guest. To let you exercise fine-grained control over who can access your backups and up to what extent, Azure Backup leverages the Azure Rule-Based Access Control, or simply Azure RBAC. And this allows you to segregate duties within your team and grant only the amount of access necessary for your team members to do their jobs. Backup provides three built-in roles to control backup management operations. The first one is the backup contributor, which is typically the backup admin who can create and manage backups and can perform all operations except deleting recovery services vaults and giving accesses to others. Then there's the backup operator, who can do everything a contributor does except removing backups and managing backup policies. Then the third one is the backup reader, whose permissions are limited to viewing all backup management operations. The next topic to talk about is how backup helps you maintain the required security when connecting to the backup service resources and transferring your data. Based on the type of workload you're backing up, the network connectivity methods, they vary while making sure you have enough security and enough options to choose from. Now, starting with Azure VM Backup, where you have a virtual machine running inside a secured virtual network. As you probably already know, backup coordinates with the Windows Volume Shadow Copy service in the VM to take app-consistent snapshots of the VMs and then transfers the data to the vault. Now, during the entire process, all the communication and data transfer takes place via the Azure Fabric through the host on which the VM runs, without having to go through the virtual network in which the guest runs. This means you do not need to make any exceptions to your firewalls in order to get your backups to work. When backing up databases running inside Azure virtual machines, here the agent running inside the VM needs outbound access to the backup endpoints. However, backup provides you a variety of ways to help you access these endpoints based on your security and management needs. One of the more secure ways to accomplish this is through private endpoints, which allows you to access specific resources, in this case, your recovery services vaults, securely from within your virtual networks. And you don't need to necessarily create any network exceptions in this case. Also, creating private endpoints restricts the backups and restores to only those networks that contain active private endpoints for the vault. You can create and manage private endpoints simply from your recovery services vaults, or you can use the private link center. There are other options at your disposal if you are not using private endpoints, and if you are using NSDs and Azure firewalls, you can also use the relevant tags for Azure Backup, and this makes it very easy for you to manage your network security rules. Lastly, if you have options of you have the option of allowing specific IPs and FQDNs that backup uses, and you can find more details about these in our documentation. Now, coming to backup of PaaS resources. Now, there are two broad categories we can divide these into when it comes to data transfer. There is the backup of PostgreSQL databases, which allows you to perform hardened backups. And these are backups where the backup data is stored in the vault. Here, all the data transfer takes place over the Azure Backbone network. And then there is backup of Azure files, Azure blobs, and disks. that provide an operational backup where the data for recovery is not stored in the world. And for files and blobs, this is stored in the source storage account itself. While for disks, it continues to stay as snapshots within your subscriptions. And in these cases, the world continues to act as a management entity rather than a store for your backup management data. In some cases, you may need to allow access to trusted Microsoft services in order to make sure your backups run smoothly. Lastly, when backing up servers that are running in your on-prem environments, here again, you could use various options to secure your data transfers. You can use private endpoints in virtual networks that are connected to your on-prem networks using ExpressRoute private peering or VPN. Or you can also use the Azure backup community if you connect to the cloud virtual networks using Microsoft peering. Finally, there is the option of allowing required IPs and FQDNs on your on-prem networks. The next key piece in ensuring your data is safely stored and transferred is around encryption. To start with, all the data that is stored in your vaults or even in the operational tier is always encrypted at rest. By default, this is encrypted using keys managed by the platform, but is always encrypted using a 256-bit AES cipher. And this goes for all the data in transit as well, which uses the latest TLS versions while transferring data from anywhere to anywhere. Moreover, if you're using the Mars agent for your on-prem backups, you additionally use a passphrase-based encryption that helps you ensure your data is encrypted end-to-end. You do need to, however, make sure that your passphrase is safely stored so it can be used when you restore your data. In addition to the above, you can optionally choose to bring your own keys that may be stored in the Azure Key Vault to encrypt your data at rest in your recovery services vault. This gives you more control over your encryption key and key management operations like updates, rotations, and audits. Backup uses managed identities to access these encryption keys, and you can choose between using system assigned identities or user assigned identities. You can also enable infrastructure encryption for your data that gives you that additional layer of encryption on the infrastructure. In addition to encrypting your backup data, backup also lets you backup workloads that are encrypted at source, like virtual machines encrypted using Azure Disk Encryption, and those with disks that are encrypted using CMKs. You can also backup SQL databases encrypted using transparent data encryption. Another useful feature that helps you deal with data loss is soft delete. And as the name suggests, soft delete retains backup data for an additional period of time after deletion, so you have enough time to get it back before it is permanently lost. So let's take a quick look at how it works. Let's say your backup item gets deleted using stop backup and delete backup data. And as soon as this happens, this backup item goes into a soft deleted state. Now this backup item will continue to remain in the soft deleted state for a period of 14 days. And during this time, no recovery points would be cleaned up as it would under normal circumstances for your backup policy. Another important thing to note here is that you're not charged for retaining your backups during this period. Now, if you decide to wait out the 14-day period, the backup item would be automatically purged on the 15th day. However, if the data was deleted unintentionally, you can undelete the backup item, which effectively sends it into a stop backup with retained data state, and hence backups will continue to be as they are without any cleanup of recovery points. After this, you can resume backups on this item, or if you figure out that this indeed isn't required, you can delete backup data, which would again keep it in the soft deleted state for 14 days before permanently deleting it. A few things to note about soft delete though. Soft delete is enabled by default for all new vaults, and like I mentioned before, it does not incur charges to retain data during the soft deleted period. You can optionally disable soft delete, in which case no data would be retained once an item is stopped for protection with delete data. Although we do not recommend disabling this for your production workloads. Let's also take a quick look at how it works in practice. Here I have my vault that has soft delete enabled for it. And if we go to backup items, you can see this contains two virtual machines that are protected using this vault. So now if for whatever reason I decide to stop backups and delete data for demo VM2, say these backups are no longer necessary is what I believe, I simply go and stop backup and say stop backup with delete data. Once done, if you go to the backup items view again, you would see this particular instance is now denoted by a red mark, which indicates that this is in a soft deleted state. And your backup status also shows a warning that backups have been disabled. Now in the instance view for this particular backup item, I see I just have two options. To either wait out the period that the banner shows, or I can undelete the backup item if in case I later find out that in fact I need these backups and they were deleted by accident. So all I need to do in such a case is click undelete, which would bring this backup item into a stop backup with retained data state. Now once I see that this backup item is in a stop backup with retained data state, I can simply go ahead and resume my backups if needed. But then the question comes, what if someone like a malicious insider or an external attacker disables soft delete and then deletes your data? And if there are any ways to be safe against such actions? And this is where multi-user authorization or MUA comes in. MUA for backup uses a new resource called the resource guard that allows you to add that additional layer of protection you need for critical operations like disabling soft delete, stopping and deleting backups, reducing retention of backup policies, changing backup policies associated with an item, or disabling MUA itself or changing the security pin for mass backups. Now let's take a quick look at how it works. Let's assume the two typical users you would have in such a scenario. You have a backup admin tasked with managing and ensuring backup of all the resources and the guardian of the backup vault. And the security admin, who is the owner of the resource guard and wants to make sure that no unauthorized actions take place in their presence. This resource guard can even be in a different subscription or even a different tenant. The resource guard is then associated with the recovery services vault to protect it using MUA. Now, in order to perform a critical operation, the backup admin must first request access to the resource guard. And you can also use PIM for doing so. Once the security admin grants the required permissions to the backup admin can now proceed to initiate the critical operation. At this point, the Azure Resource Manager assesses if the backup admin has the required permissions on the resource guard or not. If not, the operation is denied and the backup admin sees a failure. If the admin has sufficient permissions, the request goes through to the vault. And this is how backup uses the resource guard to ensure that any critical operations performed are well-intentioned. Now let's check out multi-user authorization for backup in action. To start with, I have my two accounts I'd be using. One of my accounts, let's call this my backup admin account, has my recovery services vault. And the other is my security admin account that contains the resource guard. This, as you can see, is in a different directory altogether. Now in the security subscription, I've added my backup admin user as a reader to the subscription containing the resource guard. And this is all the permissions I need to enable multi-user authorization on a recovery services vault. Please note, this is only to enable multi-user authorization, and this role doesn't allow the backup admin to perform any critical operations. Now let's go back to my vault and configure multi-user authorization on it. For this, I go to properties, and now I see a new option for multi-user authorization. I simply go in, and now I need to specify that I want to protect the vault using a resource guard and select the resource guard I wish to use. You can either specify the resource guard URI or simply select the resource guard from the directory you want. Now, the only thing you need to keep in mind is that your resource guard should be in the same Azure region as your vault, no matter what the subscription or directory it is in. Let's go ahead and select the resource guard. I select the directory and click authenticate. Then I select my resource guard and we're done. As you can also see being pointed out in the text here, that the fact that you can associate a resource guard doesn't mean that you necessarily have all the permissions to disable MUA as well, which, like we said, needs additional permissions since it's a critical operation. Now let me go back to our earlier example of soft delete and see if it's possible for an attacker to possibly disable the soft delete and delete my data. So I go to the security settings of my vault and let's try to disable soft delete. I'm informed here that this is a protected operation. Now let's authenticate and try to save it. Now, as soon as I try to save it, I get an error saying I don't have enough permissions and this is MUA at work. Now, what if I have to necessarily disable soft delete and delete data as part of an organizational decision perhaps? For this, I as a backup admin need to request the necessary permissions on the resource guard. I can either ask the security admin to simply add me as, say, a contributor on the resource guard, or we can leverage Azure AD Privileged Identity Management to let us do this efficiently. For using the latter, from my backup admin account, I go to the directory where the resource guard lies, and then I navigate to Privileged Identity Management. Now, if you remember, I was already added as a guest and have reader permissions on the resource guard, and that's why I can see the directory here. So I go to my roles, and under Azure Resources, I see an assignment I'm eligible for. I've already added the backup admin as the contributor eligible for just-in-time access using PIM. So I can now simply go and activate this assignment. Let's do this for, say, 1 hour. And this creates a request for approval because I've configured PIM to have all my requests to be approved by the security admin. Now the security admin can view this particular request for approval in their PIM dashboard under Approve Requests for Azure Resources. There we are. Let's approve this one. As soon as the request is approved by the security admin, the backup admin is notified. And now they have the required permissions to perform critical operations on the Protected Recovery Services vault for the specified duration. So now let's go back to the vault and try disabling soft delete again. Once again, I go to the security settings of my vault. I click disable soft delete. And now again, I need to authenticate myself. I choose it directly and authenticate and I click save. And this time the request goes through. So we see how we can easily protect such critical operations using the resource guard along with PIM. In this demo, we showed all this in the context of disabling soft delete. However, this applies in pretty much the same way for various other critical operations that we talked about earlier as well. In addition to maintaining security of backups, Azure Backup also helps you govern your Azure environment to ensure that all your resources are compliant from a backup perspective. And you can use Azure policies to help you do so. Further, Azure Backup also helps you keep track of compliance of your resources on all the built-in policies for backup. It lets you view your data sources that haven't been configured for backup as well. You can also use Azure policies to make sure your vaults are using the required security capabilities they ought to be using as per your organization guidelines, like encryption using customer managed keys, private endpoints, etc. As a backup admin, you can use the backup center as a single pane of glass to monitor your jobs and backup inventory on a day-to-day basis. You can also use the backup center to perform your regular operations, such as responding to on-demand backup requests, restoring backups, creating backup policies, and so on. Backup finally helps you notify the required personnel to take appropriate actions in cases of any failures or abnormal activities. You can further create custom rules on your reporting data and to create automatic tickets. So that's it from my end for now. I hope you found this video useful. Do let us know about it. Till then, stay safe and take care. And thanks for watching. See you next time.